With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Jury selection has begun in the trial of Ryan Ruth, who's charged with attempting to assassinate Donald Trump last year at a golf course in South Florida.
Ryan Ruth was charged with attempting to assassinate Donald Trump last year at a golf course in South Florida. A district judge approved Ruth's request to represent himself, but insisted on standby counsel. Jury selection started with 30 batches of 60 jurors arriving at a federal courtroom in Fort Pierce. Ruth wanted to ask potential jurors about their views on the war in Gaza and the talk of the U.S. acquiring Greenland. But the judge said those questions were irrelevant. Ruth pleaded not guilty to charges of attempting to assassinate a major presidential candidate, assaulting a federal officer, and several firearm violations. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Palestinian attackers opening fire at a bus stop in Jerusalem during the morning rush hour, killing six people, wounding a dozen. An Israeli soldier and civilian shot and killed the two attackers. Police later arrested a third person. President Trump issuing an ultimatum to Hamas about the remaining hostages. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
In a Sunday social media post, the president wrote that Israel has agreed to a new arrangement to secure the release of hostages in Gaza. He said the Israelis have accepted his terms, and now it is time for Hamas to accept as well or face the consequences. The president went a step further, declaring this is his last warning and there will not be another one. Hamas continues to hold 50 hostages, with only 20 believed to be alive. Greg Cluxton, the White House.
Forecasters say the risk of direct impacts from Hurricane Kiko has decreased. Kiko showing signs it would pass north of the Hawaiian Islands, the system weakening to a Category 1 hurricane, expected to lose more intensity throughout the day. Forecasters are warning of possible life-threatening surf and rip currents. This is SRN News. The Texas Attorney General wants prayer in the schools. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Republican Ken Paxton says every district should make time during class hours for students to voluntarily pray and read the Bible. He says the Lord's Prayer would be a good place to start. In fact, Texas lawmakers passed a measure that would require schools to do just that, but it's been placed on hold by a judge. Paxton adds that, quote, "I will not stand by while the far left attempts to push our country into the sinking sand." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Council of Europe delegation denouncing the arrest of a Turkish human rights activist who was detained after delivering a speech critical of President Erdogan's government at a session of Europe's leading human rights body. Turkey is officially secular, but Erdogan has been taking the country in a more radical Muslim direction, leading to increasing human rights violations and growing persecution of Christians. This is SRN News. Devastating flooding in the Pakistani province of Punjab, where dozens of towns and villages submerged beneath the waters of monsoon floods. There have been thousands of evacuations.
Mosques blasted out urgent evacuation orders as floods reached critical levels in the city of Jalalpur Pirwala. Around midnight, officials deployed more boats and rescuers to respond to the unfolding crisis. One resident told the BBC some people had climbed up mango trees to escape the currents. Others hide private boats and tractors to evacuate. Before the dramatic rise in waters overnight, several residents said they'd been calling for help. But rescuers have told the BBC they are now overwhelmed and overstretched after weeks of floods.
The BBC's Asadeh Mushiri. Undersea cable cuts in the Red Sea disrupting internet access in parts of Asia and Middle East. The disruption began early Sunday. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.